can't hear you.
Oh, sorry.
What do I do after the denial?
You have options in which you could appeal the board's decision. You also have the ability to apply again.
Will that cause me to come back here though, to appeal? I mean, if I apply again?
Depends on what. Yeah, they deny it.
Okay, makes sense.
It has to be within, can't be more than a year since the last time you applied, but it looks like it's been more, much more than a year.
If you do apply again and you don't hear back, just make sure if you move, you have to let them know, otherwise you're gonna be in the same spot where you don't know.
Oh yeah, and
All right, case number 10, 21-825. The appellant wasn't here, sir. If you could stand and raise your right hand. You saw him before, affirm his truth, and leave your evidence to the truth. They will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, God, are on penalties of perjury.
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
good afternoon. Counsel, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record?
Yes, thank you. My name is Kate Ayers. I'm a staff attorney at the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. I'm here representing the state, who is the issuing authority in this matter. My witness today is Officer Justin Rosell. His last name is spelled R-O-S-E-L-L-E, and he's with Stamford Police.
Good afternoon.
Long rides for everybody today. Okay, just to make an opening statement?
Yes, please. Thank you, ma'am. Board members, we're here today because this appellant's pistol permit was revoked for the second time based on suitability grounds in 2021. We intend to show that on March 14th, 2021, the appellant was arrested as the result of an alleged family violence incident. Subsequently, the appellant was the restrained party in several more protective orders, and he incurred criminal charges for violating some of those orders.
Thank you, counsel.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Is there still an active case in this case?
I believe for the other party, not for the appellant.
Oh, okay. So the appellant doesn't have anything ongoing at this time?
Not that I'm aware of, no, sir.
Okay, thank you. It was sort of cut off on our copy. I couldn't read.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I know you weren't here for opening remarks, but you can make a brief opening statement if you'd like, going over what you want to tell us, and then we're going to go through testimony next.
Okay, first of all, thank you very much.
Speak up.
Don't worry about talking into the mic, just speak loud.
Give me the extra month to come up here from Florida. It was a long drive. So that's where I currently reside. I moved down there back in July of last year because of this whole situation, unfortunately, that I was involved with. As counsel over here explained, that there has been several different situations that have happened between both of us. There is no anything between that person and I. I left everything here because of that for myself, and also that she would pursue her best interest and do better with her life. I'm only here because I'm excited about not to actually fully relocate down to Florida. And with that, I would like to gain back my rights as a civilian that has no pending criminal charges, and all my cases have been dismissed.
Thank you, sir. Counsel, you may proceed.
Thank you, ma'am. Officer, would you please state your name for the record one more time and spell your last name, please?
My name is Justin Rosell, R-O-S-E-L-L-E.
And what town are you currently employed by?
Stamford.
What's your job title there?
I'm a patrolman.
How long in total have you worked in law enforcement now?
8.5 years.
Were you working as a Stamford police officer on March 14th of 2021?
Yes.
Do you recall having contact with the appellant seated to my right on that day?
Yes.
How was it that you came into contact with him?
I was dispatched to a clothing removal at 300 Broad Street, apartment 104.
Thank you. From now on, we'll refrain from listing his address or using his name. That's okay. So what happened when you arrived on scene at the apartment complex that day?
It was, again, for a clothing removal. The appellant's ex-girlfriend wished to get her clothing back from his apartment. Upon going inside, the appellant said that he's willing to give her back her stuff, and there was some kind of argument that led to his bedroom door being damaged.
Okay. What details, if any, did you hear from either party about how the bedroom door allegedly got damaged?
So there was some consistencies in the stories, they both said that there was a text received by the appellant from another woman, and upon seeing this text, an argument ensued. The appellant's part of the story was that this argument ensued, she damaged the door, and she left. Her side of it was that the appellant prevented her from leaving by grabbing her and forcefully pulling her to a couch and throwing her on the couch, holding her down, preventing her from leaving. He eventually allowed her to leave and shoved her out the door. She said that she drove for an hour, decided to come back to get her clothing, and when she came back, she wasn't allowed in the house, and he again pushed her outside of the door, or where that threshold was.
So the ex-girlfriend who called the police, she alleged that the appellant physically held her down on the couch at one point?
Correct.
And she also alleged that the appellant pushed her out of the door to the apartment?
Correct.
Okay. Do you recall seeing any sort of physical injuries on the ex-girlfriend at that time?
I did not.
Did you have an opinion after speaking to the ex-girlfriend about any of the things that she was telling you, whether she was being truthful or credible or not?
I felt some untruthfulness just based off what I was observing and there being no marks on her arm at the time.
Anything else led you to believe that maybe she wasn't being completely honest with you that you can recall?
Other than that, no.
Did you have an opportunity to speak with the appellant that day at the apartment?
Yes.
What was the substance of your conversation with him at the time?
As said, he said she observed this text, which was just a happy birthday text from a previous girlfriend, I believe. She became irate, and she damaged the door and left.
Did you observe whether there was any damage to the door that you could see, the bedroom door?
There was damage, yes.
Okay. Was the appellant consistent about it had happened that day and that he believed the ex was responsible?
No, he said it. He ended up saying it happened a couple days prior.
Did you discuss with the appellant one of the ex's allegations, which was that the appellant wouldn't let her get her belongings so that she could leave?
I'm sorry?
Did you ask the appellant about something that his ex had said, which was that he wasn't allowing her to get her stuff so she could leave?
Yeah, he didn't want her back in the house, because he didn't want anything to escalate. And she made mention of calling the police, and he was willing to wait for the police, which he did, so she could retrieve her clothing.
Okay, so he essentially admitted he wouldn't let her get her stuff, but he said it was because he didn't want the situation to continue escalating?
Correct.
Okay. Did you or any of the other officers, were there other officers on scene with you?
Yes, I had a partner at the time.
Okay. Did either of you ask the appellant whether he physically harmed or touched his ex-girlfriend that day?
I don't believe so.
Did you see any physical injuries of any sort on the appellant when you spoke with him?
I did not.
Did the appellant or his ex have any firearms with them at the time of your response?
Yes, we ran a check on the appellant. They came back, there's three firearms registered to him. Two were in his custody, and he was told that we were going to have to take custody of those two firearms.
Did the appellant have a pistol permit at that time, too?
Yes.
What became of the pistol permit after your response?
We seized that.
So after you spoke with both the appellant and the ex, what did you and your partner decide to do at that time?
We decided, because we couldn't find the dominant aggressor, that they were both in charge for disorderly conduct and both were issued summons.
You said that you couldn't really identify a dominant aggressor. Is that because you didn't necessarily find the ex's story credible at that time?
Correct.
Okay. But you did decide to issue both of them misdemeanor summons?
Correct.
Okay. And did you say it was for disorderly conduct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you consider at this time that this was a family violence incident?
Yes.
Did any other information come out after your response to the apartment that day that was relevant to your investigation into this incident?
Later in the evening, the appellant called me, or called dispatch. In return, I called him, and he said there was damage possibly to his lock caused by the ex-girlfriend, but he did not see anything happen. He just was assuming that it was her that caused the damage.
Was that lock on the bedroom door or on the different door, do you recall?
It was on the front door.
To your knowledge, officer, did any protective orders of any kind arise out of this incident?
Yes, on our end, both were issued protective orders.
Okay, so both parties were mutually restrained in certain ways?
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything that we haven't touched on yet, officer, that you think the board should know about your contact with the appellant that day?
No, that's about it. Okay.
Thank you. I have no further questions for this witness.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, do you have any questions for the officer based on his testimony?
I was not aware that she actually made those accusations.
We can't hear what you're saying, sir.
I was not made aware of
Just speak up.
I was not made aware of the accusations that she made that I actually restrained her and pinned her down. That's, I mean, obviously it doesn't make sense if I waited for the officers to come and I would have waited. It's pretty much the other way around.
All right, we're going to get to your story in a second, but do you have any questions?
Oh, questions. No, sorry.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for the other witnesses, attorney ears?
No, just the appellant.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Appellant, do you recall filling out a questionnaire for this board? It would have been back in June of 2021.
I do not recall.
There is a question on that questionnaire as to whether you've ever filed an appeal with this board before. You didn't make any mark in that space. Do you recall that?
Unfortunately, I don't recall filling out the questionnaire.
Okay. You did appeal to this board once prior, though, right?
I do not recall.
Okay. You don't recall appealing a prior matter with this board in 2018?
Back in 2018, I believe that I possibly did, but again, I do not recall. There's been a lot of things that have happened in the last 2 years.
Okay. So, at the time, or excuse me, after this incident took place, withdrawn, I apologize. At the time that this incident took place, you and that person were not living together at the time, is that right?
Is this the March 14th incident?
Yes.
Yes, we were living.
You were living together at the time. Okay.
Sir, you really have to speak up. We have to make a transcript of this. Well, we have to keep a transcript of this.
Sore throat from driving up there.
Okay.
My apologies.
Yep.
Yes, we were living together.
Thank you.
Okay. And you continued living together after this incident for a while, right?
After what happened, of course, we separated. And yes, we did manage to get back to each other again.
Okay. So you were both living together after this incident in spite of the fact that you had mutual protective orders against each other?
No, that's not what I said. I said we kept distance from one another until the restraining orders were both completed.
In your questionnaire, which you testified you don't recall filling out, you signed that June 2021, and you'd said in the questionnaire that you were living together at that time, right?
Again, I do not recall.
Counsel, okay. Do you want to pass this forward?
Oh, sure. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I'm showing you now, sir, a copy of this questionnaire that I've referred to. Oh, I apologize. You'll see towards the top it says appellant questionnaire, and then this is the case number that we're discussing today. If I may please direct your attention to the second page of this questionnaire, item number 19. I'll place this in front of you now and read off of my copy. Please tell me if I read anything incorrectly. Looking at the third line up from the bottom of this handwritten paragraph, it states, "We are still unsure as to why we were given one. We are both still living together with zero domestic issues and or complaints. We are both in counseling that we elected to do. This was just a bad day, never to be repeated. Did I read that portion correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And you both had mutual protective orders in place against each other at that time, correct?
I do not exactly know the date. If I may just bring one thing up, we both have a dog. We did communicate with each other at that time so that we could both see the dog. So I think that's more what I was referring to as to us living together.
Okay, so when you wrote you were living together, you didn't mean you were actually living together. You just meant that you shared a dog?
The other individual involved, just so the board understands, she was going through a pretty bitter divorce. And that's the reason why she actually lived with me in the beginning, from the very beginning. So she did not reside with me the entire time. She did spend time back in her house living. So I think by the verbiage that I'm using here was more to explain that we had a dog together, but I mean, she was living back in her house taking care of her children.
Okay. If I may direct your attention back to this handwritten paragraph under number 19, this is the second line from the top. About halfway through, it states, "We have never had a situation like this in the 5 years we have been together." Did I read that correctly?
That's my mistake, because we met on November 20th, 2020.
Okay, so that was a mistake also?
That was the first time we met.
Okay. So you wrote there that you and this person had no other domestic issues between you after this incident or before it, right?
Are you referring back to, again, March 14th?
Yes.
Okay, rephrase your question if you don't mind.
Sure. You wrote in your questionnaire that you and this person had no other domestic issues between you after this incident and before you signed the questionnaire, right?
This was of 6-2-2021.
Yes, sir.
As of that time, though, I do not remember that we had any incidents since the time that she and I had that altercation on the day after my birthday, on March 14th.
Okay. But you both were arrested for violating the protection orders between you after this time, right? After March 2021?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You've been arrested for violating protective orders more than once, right?
As has she, equally.
Right. As far as you're aware, your ex is currently facing a felony charge of violating the protective order that you have against her, right?
That is correct.
Okay. You've had several other protective orders issued against you too, right?
That is correct.
And at least one of those orders involves a person other than this ex that we're talking about today, right?
Sorry, can you rephrase that?
So out of the several different protective orders that have been issued against you in your life, at least one of them protects someone who's not the ex that we're talking about today, right? Or protected, I should say.
I'm still not understanding. Relevance of the person that was involved. I'm trying to understand the question.
I'm just trying to confirm that there has been at least one person besides the ex who we're talking about who's had a protective order against you in your life, right?
No, not that I'm aware of. No, it was actually the other way around.
Right.
I was the one that was trying to get the protective order against that person.
Okay. What was that person's relationship to you?
I was an ex-girlfriend.
Okay. And you were trying to get a protective order against her?
Correct.
But you were not successful?
Correct.
And she never tried to get one against you, as far as you know?
As far as I know, I do not remember.
Okay. So you also wrote in your questionnaire that you and this particular ex elected to get into counseling after this incident in March 21. Is that right?
I'm sorry, you're confusing me. I'm getting confused with exes. Sorry.
So with this person involved in the incident in March of 2021 in the apartment that we were talking about?
Are we referring to the person that was living with me at one time?
Yes, sir.
From March, okay, please proceed.
You had written that you and she both voluntarily decided to avail yourselves of some counseling after this incident, is that right?
Yes, thank you for clarifying, that is true.
Okay.
That is correct.
Are you still involved in any sort of counseling?
No.
Have you ever taken any anger management courses?
I was mandated by the state to take them, and I successfully took all of them.
Okay, good. There was more than one, as you recall?
I believe there was one, but again, I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure you have all the information.
Okay. I don't think I have any further questions. Thank you, ma'am.
Board have questions?
Sure.
Colonel Overture?
You appeared, you don't recall appearing before this board before?
I don't recall, no.
So you had a pistol permit in the past?
I did.
All right, let me try it a different way. Was that pistol permit ever revoked prior to the incident in 21, March of 21?
Yes.
What was that for?
That was involved in a situation that was sealed by the courts.
Okay, what was the situation? I'm asking you, what was the situation
involved? I'm not trying to be acute or anything. So it was an altercation that happened where I was involved with an incident with an individual that we had a prior history. That case was dismissed. Those charges were dropped and the case was sealed.
Okay, so your permit was revoked?
Yes, sir.
And did you appeal that revocation?
I do not recall. I may have. I believe at that time I did. If I'm not mistaken, I actually believe that I spoke with, correct me if I'm off, it was Lieutenant with the State Police that said to me that if I took another pistol class, reinforcement class, or whatever, that I would be reinstated. That's exactly what I did. I'm sorry.
So you didn't come before the board for a hearing?
No, it was when I spoke with that trooper that actually told me, he instructed me what to do, and I did that.
So that was an agreement with SLFU, that State Police Licensing and Firearms?
I believe so, yes.
That's how you get a permit?
Yes, I believe so.
And the incident that led to that revocation, was that with a female?
No, that was not. I've never had any domestic violence or family issues with anybody ever before in my entire life prior to this one individual starting from March 14th.
Okay. And it seems like after March 14th, there were several incidents in which you were arrested for violation of protective order.
Yes, correct.
What terms of the protective order did you violate that led to those arrests?
They were just an email, I believe.
So was there no contact?
There was no physical contact.
No. Was it so you had a protective order that had no contact?
I believe there was contact. At the same time, mutually, consequentially, afterwards, there was, I don't know how to explain this. It was proven, it was Greenwich and Stanford. So Greenwich was where one incident, where we had mutual contact with one another. I was staying at a hotel because my apartment was damaged in the flood. She met me there. I was the one that got arrested for that. She didn't, even though Greenwich police were given all the information and the video footage. But at the same time, in Stanford, excuse me, at around the exact same time is when we both had, we both saw each other. That was why she is now currently with a felony charge.
So you had a no contact. The protective order had, part of that protective order was you and your ex-girlfriend were supposed to have no contact.
Correct.
Yep. It seems at least one occasion you guys, or multiple occasions, you seem to have met together. Plus, there was some email exchange. That's
yes,
what led to
mutually,
the...
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's all I have.
Chief?
I'm just a little confused. When was the revocation?
I'm sorry.
When was your permit revoked the first time?
On March 14th, the day after my birthday, 2021.
You had a revocation earlier from an earlier case?
Oh, the first time? Yeah. Back, I think it was May of 2018.
Okay. And I don't want my business to be something else. What did you do? What was the incident that resulted in that revocation? You said it wasn't a woman.
No, it wasn't a woman.
But what happened?
It was with a person that I had known previously. It was a bar fight.
Tell me about the fight.
I just got there. I was flying the whole day. And I just met a bunch of my friends and the person that was there. We had a history because he actually was, I say this, not polite to one of my friends who was a female. And we had a history about that. And then once I saw this person, as I just went to the bar to meet my friends, he was highly intoxicated, would not leave me alone. My presumption of that, he came at me with a bottle in his hand. I defended myself.
How did you defend yourself?
I punched him.
With a bottle, with your fists?
With my fist.
Did anyone have injuries?
Yes.
He did?
He did.
Why?
Not
him. And he didn't go to the hospital?
Yes.
What were the nature of his injuries?
Unfortunately, I don't know exactly what the nature of it was, but he sustained a laceration on the side of his head. He was knocked out.
Was he arrested?
I don't believe that he was arrested. I do know that there was a situation that, this he can verify, he was not supposed to be drinking. He had a history of drinking, of driving. He was highly intoxicated. So that's why he pressed no charges against me in the state. He was paid for that.
Are you still, you saw the relationship with the woman that currently has felony charges?
But I guess it's easiest to say March 14th.
Yes, that's fine. Whatever you want to.
I'm embarrassed by saying that, obviously.
Yep.
No, I have not. Like I said, I basically moved down to Florida since July of last year to take care of my father and get away from all of this.
No children in common, anything like that?
No, just a dog. 120 pound on my
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry. That's it.
Other questions?
He's a big pillow.
Seeing none, other witnesses?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Sir, I know you're losing your voice, but bearing in mind we do need a transcript of this, please speak up.
Okay.
It is your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Essentially, I'm highly embarrassed and sorry for the time that this has wasted everybody. It's not what I wanted. The relationship that I had with this person, it wasn't of an aggressive nature. I truly love this person. I spent my life trying to help this person. Consequently, I had to give everything up because of that. That's why I live down in Florida. And before I moved my state residency down there, which I'm thinking of doing, and the situation goes with my father, I want to be able to preserve my right, since I do not have any charges against me, to have back my firearms. It's kind of a big thing down there in Florida, and I do not want this to carry over to keep me from being able to have my firearms down there. Thank you, Nancy, by the way. Very kind.
Cross?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Any other questions by the board? I feel like we probably covered that last time. Go ahead.
Very, very briefly, so you're now a Florida resident?
I haven't officially gone by the state, but I'm down there.
That's your intent?
That's most likely my intent.
And, this is a revocation hearing of your current pistol permit in Connecticut?
Yes, correct.
Do you know when it expires?
It expired.
It has expired?
It has expired during the process, yes.
Okay.
Other question?
I guess I have a question. If it's expired, can we order it? Not reinstated, it's expired.
Right.
Right. And I asked Nancy this question, and so I think that's what the toss-up.
You know what I mean? It's still.
Seems like a procedural dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we even do that?
Well, I think he could win an appeal, but if he doesn't have a
they do. They can renew an expired. They can give a renewal paperwork. He paid $70 and renewed the permit.
Oh, interesting.
Most people on our backlog, their permits have expired because
of
our
backlog.
Yeah,
no one's probably ever said it.
Right.
Never
correct. Yes.
Is that accurate? Is that the way you understand it?
I can't say in this specific case, but it wouldn't surprise me to learn that several permits probably have expired during the pendency of these hearings.
Other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
All right, would you like to make a closing statement?
Once again, I'd just like to reiterate that I'm sorry for wasting all this time. This is an unfortunate, painful event in my life. Just thank everybody. That's all I'd like to say.
Counsel?
Thank you, ma'am. Board members, we've heard testimony today about one apparently tumultuous relationship in this appellant's life. Both he and his ex-partner had mutual protective orders against each other at one point in time. This appellant was arrested twice for violating that protective order. He also testified that he was in violation of that protective order when he wasn't arrested for it, being that he and his ex-partner lived together for at least some portion of time while these orders were in place. That's one relationship. But we also heard the appellant testify about another apparently tumultuous relationship in which an ex sought a protective order against the appellant. We also heard testimony about this bar fight in 2018. But going back to the protective orders, with this particular ex-partner, they were all issued between March 21 and December 22. So it's a relatively short period of time, but apparently quite volatile, it would seem. The last protective order that the appellant was restrained by expired just 6 months ago. Regardless of who the dominant aggressor truly was in the March 21 incident, the appellant's record makes clear that he seems to have some problems in intimate relationships and perhaps also in more casual relationships. Most people go through life without having any protective orders to be against them. From the issuing authorities count, this appellant has had at least 4 issued against him in a short period of time. That many orders, and all relatively recently, indicate to the issuing authority that this appellant is not a suitable person to possess a pistol permit. And for those reasons, the issuing authority respectfully requests that the board uphold its revocation of this permit. Thank you.
Can I just clarify one thing for the record? I think you just said in your closing statement that there was a prior relationship. Somebody sought a protective order against him?
Yes, that was my understanding of the appellant's testimony.
I don't know if I heard it or if anybody else heard it. I thought that you testified that you sought the protective order from the prior relationship.
I did. If I may take a moment.
I apologize. That's okay. Correct. I did misspeak in
okay.
that regard.
I
apologize.
I just want to make sure the record is clear.
Can I comment to that? Because there's a reason behind this that I think needs to be clarified. That person called it a fake 911 call that caused me and the person March 14th, an arrest. She deliberately did that, and she stalked me, and I have
you
videotaped
sought a protective
that
order
against
right.
her,
yeah,
not the other way around.
Yep.
Okay.
We clarified that.
Just wanted to clarify
yep.
that.
Okay. Brief factual.
This is a revocation by DESP. The initial revocation was for the issuance of a protective order due to a domestic violence arrest that occurred in the city of Stamford on March 14th, 2021. Subsequent to the issuance of that order, as a note, that was a misdemeanor arrest just for for disorderly conduct. Both the appellant and his, at that time, girlfriend issued misdemeanor summonses. There were protective orders issued to both parties. It appears on at least 2 occasions the appellant violated the conditions of those protective orders, as did the person to the other side of the party. And the most recent violation was less than a year ago, so that probably expired in a very short period.
Okay. Comments by the board? None? Okay.
I probably wouldn't take too much into account the 2018 incident. We sort of had to push a little bit for the background of it. But, Desk thought that the appellant just took a safety course. He would get his permit back, and he did. It's sort of like, there's your chance, a little bit. Then we end up 3 years later in another incident in which there's another revocation of a permit. And it seemed to be ongoing for approximately 2 years still, though very, very recently until that last order probably expired. It seems like everything's very recent. That's the only concern I have. Even though the appellant seems not to have a relationship with the party from March 14th, other than the dog in common and maybe moving to Florida.
I can show you the address.
Nope. No, don't need
you. Other comments? Seeing none. Attorney Sinetti.
Well, I'm glad you are moving to Florida and putting all this stuff behind you. And as part of putting all this behind you and leaving Connecticut, I really It just seems to me you should start fresh, start clean again in Florida. What's happened in Connecticut happened in Connecticut, stays in Connecticut. I will vote for the appellant.
Colonel Overturn.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all.
Thank you.